You're listening to Consider This, episode 90, for October 27, 2014.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, behold, thou art listening to my conservative take on the events of the day, lo, in a mere 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, and this is Consider This. If thou wouldst let thy voice be heard by me and this wonderful audience, call me at 267-CALL-CT0. The website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, has ways to get in touch like email or commenting on the show notes. That's CT as in considereth thou. The Catholic Church, homosexuality, and a conversation I had on Google+. If you think it sounds like this episode is going to delve more into religion than the show has up until this point, you have a discerning ear. But when I started this podcast, I promised you a take on the issues that you might not have heard elsewhere. So, depending on the circles you run in, this could very well fit the bill. A Protestant defending Catholic doctrine using Jewish texts. That's coming up. I'll be talking about a conversation I had on Google+. And in writing this up, I realized I have someone who has recently circled the Consider This podcast over there. And by recently, I mean the most recent one. I have no idea when he did that. But welcome to Kane Dorr as another intelligent person who is now getting updated from me over there. Did you know that I post links to interesting news articles between episodes of the podcast? Well, if you didn't, it's not your fault. Facebook has significantly reduced the number of people who see posts on a Facebook page, even if you've liked it. To see everything, you need to go to the page, hover your mouse over the liked button, and select Get Notification. Then you see them not in your newsfeed, possibly you might, but mostly in your list of notifications. There you will see them all. Annoying, but they're trying to make money by getting page owners to pay for more exposure. Google Plus, on the other hand, doesn't, as far as I can tell, have that issue. So if you circle me there, you'll see everything I post if you're on Google Plus at the time. And that brings me to this. I posted an article to my social media audience from CNS News, headlined, No Unambiguity, Homosexual Acts Sinful and Disordered. It's an opinion piece that explains the Catholic Church's position on homosexuality. It featured a picture of the Pope, and so I mistakenly posted it suggesting that the Pope himself had used those words recently. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But whatever he has said in the past, like, who am I to judge, that liberals have trumpeted far and wide, the position of the Catholic Church has not changed. It is, in the words of their catechism itself, intrinsically disordered and contrary to the natural law. Now, whether you agree with that or not, whether you are religious in any sense of the word or not, that's the Catholic Church's doctrinal stance, as laid out in detail with scripture references by the article's author, Monsignor Charles Pope. No relation, I don't think. So on the Google Plus posting of that article, I received a comment by Christopher Lee Reed. He's commented on a posting there before and on the same topic. But I don't know how he found my posting since he doesn't have me in any circle, but you can search for posts on any topic you want, so perhaps it was that way. In any event, his comment was one I'd seen often and thought I'd answer the common objections on this podcast. I have a link to the conversation in the show notes, but here's what he said. The only scriptures which call homosexuality an abomination is Leviticus. So, if you believe that garbage, you must also believe in my right to slave ownership. Leviticus 25:44-46. And he goes on to quote it, where God is permitting ancient Israel to buy and sell slaves from neighboring nations, but not within themselves. Fair points, but there are a number of problems with taking a verse like that way out of context, not to mention his making statements of fact about the Bible that just aren't true. So, I'm going to give this my 10-minute or less treatment, but the links I put in the show notes are going to be where to look for more details. Let's start with the first sentence. The only scriptures which call homosexuality an abomination is Leviticus. Fair enough, that's the only place that the King James Version uses that word for it specifically. But two things. It uses that word to apply to homosexuality at least twice that I'm aware of in that book. And I have to wonder how many times Christopher thinks God has to say something before he really, really means it. It is an abomination. Verily. Seriously. I mean it this time. Well, and if Christopher had actually read the article, he would have found Monsignor Pope listing more places in both the Old and New Testaments where the Bible speaks against it. I provided an additional link, as I do to you via the show notes, with an article that mentions those and a few more. But even more so, consider this. A very simple observation is that when the Bible speaks of homosexuality, Old or New Testament, no matter the context, it is always spoken of negatively. At the very least, that must count for something. Which brings us to his second sentence. So, if you believe that garbage, you must also believe in my right to slave ownership. Well, first of all, this is quite clearly God talking to the Israelites themselves. It even refers to your brothers, the people of Israel. That's the audience for this. Now, it's true that the audience for God's pronouncements on homosexuality was also Israel, but there is a fundamental difference between those pronouncements and the ones about slaves. A moral judgment is made on homosexuality. God doesn't say it's an abomination for you. He says it's an abomination, period. Even Christopher acknowledges the word, but he fails to grasp the very basic difference. One is directed at the Israelites for the Israelites, and the other, while directed at the Israelites, is an overarching moral judgment for everyone, revealed to Israel and from there to the world. The word abomination is rather all-encompassing, is it not? And that dovetails wonderfully into the second point. Many Bible scholars have agreed for a very long time that there are three types of commands in the Old Testament: ceremonial laws, civil laws, and moral laws. Ceremonial laws dealt with certain forms of worship as well as day-to-day things to prefer or avoid. Civil laws were just that, laws to govern the Israelites in that place and time. The verses Christopher quotes fit into that category. Then there are the moral laws. As I said, while given initially to Israel, express God's views on a particular topic for everyone, for all time. It's an abomination. Doesn't sound like a civil law, it's a moral judgment. And finally, what about the slavery issue? Well, the Hebrew notion of slavery as laid out by the Old Testament is far, far different than the slavery you're thinking of. A link in the show notes has a very good list of 8 assumptions many people make about it, and it's really worth your time to check it out. But in short, slavery was overwhelmingly voluntary, mistreatment of slaves was forbidden, and slaves were afforded most of the same freedoms and responsibilities as free citizens. And in that sense, the actual word slavery probably ought to be changed in most Western Bibles to reflect the actual circumstances, translating the meaning rather than just the words. If there was ever a reason for you to avail yourself of the show notes, this would be the show to do it. 10 minutes or less is not enough time to get this the coverage it needs, but it is enough time to A, point you in the right direction, and B, point you to some links that can really get you started in that direction. And if you're listening to this sometime down the road when the podcast has scrolled off the front page of my website, I'm setting up a special URL to get to this in the future. Go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/churchandgays, CHURCHANDGAYS, to find the show notes. I tried to make that more succinct, but that's the best I could do. I'm also going to put these links in the important links section of the website, so you can go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and click on important links to find these and other links I consider extremely useful. If you'd like to weigh in on this publicly, or if you have a question you'd like to ask me privately, either way, email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. You can call the voicemail feedback line at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 as well, or comment on the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. I want to hear what you think, and if you like, I'd like all of us to hear it, because then we can consider this.